That always happens when we have a more major feast, that we have more readings and then less time to explain them. But that's at least we have it. There are so many themes. We have this text from Ezekiel, this vision of the temple of the future. From out of whose side will flow living water. Enough to change the whole Jordan River and the Dead Sea and all the rest. That itself, this, well, we can't do a lot of it, I can show you a little, I hope. That itself is modeled on what? The rock in the desert. The temple now is the presence of God, where he takes care of his people. And from the temple comes the water, and not just from the rock. Huh? There'll be a further prophecy from Zechariah. The whole city of Jerusalem will be the place from which the water issues. And at that time, all the nations will begin to celebrate the Feast of Sukkoth, the Feast of Booths, tents, whatever. It was on that feast, on the last and greatest day of that feast, that Jesus stood up and said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Let him drink, he who believes in me. For out of his midst," Scripture says, "out of his midst," whose? Jesus's, "shall flow rivers of living water." It's Feast of Sukkoth. They've just read Zechariah. They've just had the water ceremony where the priests down in procession all go down and one of the high priests takes a silver jug, brings it back up and pours out the water in the temple area as a prayer for rain. At that moment, Jesus says this, "Come to me." One day, from my side, will flow rivers of living water. Now he said this of the Spirit, which those who believed in him were going to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, that is, not yet poured out, is eternal. Because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Now, why all these connections? To help us understand that while there is a simple, basic meaning, to penetrate it, you need all this help. All this help. To understand that Jesus is the rock in the desert. Paul says this, right? They all drank from that rock, and the rock was Christ. Jesus is the temple. Destroy this temple and I'll build another one in 3 days. And that prophecy was remembered. It was brought up again at his trial. Now he said this of his body. So from him, the temple, will flow this water. And yet, we have a temple. We have a house, a church. Today we honor the consecration of the Church of St. John on the Lateran Hill. All of this, as Paul says, to remind us, you too, every one of you, are a temple of God. A temple of God. What goes on in a temple? Jesus calls it my Father's house. A lot of different dimensions, aren't there? You see why people can meditate the scriptures 3 and 4 hours a day and be mystically enlightened? That's all we have time for today. But take some of these texts and pray about them. Because you too are a temple of God. Everyone. And together, we make the temple of God, the physical presence of Christ on earth, the church.